Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Got him. Astros win it 6-4. They have taken the first two games from the Tigers. 8-5 last night. 6-4 tonight. And Blummer, the Astros continue to play great baseball here at Steichen Park.
There you go. There you go. And they continue to play baseball inside Daikin Park. Remember the end of the 2023 season where the home field was basically like going on the road? They couldn't win at home. They are playing really good baseball at home this year. Noteworthy for those of you thinking of spending an afternoon out there today. There's a good chance that you come away happy as they go for a sweep against what has been thus far the best team in the American League, at least record-wise, the Detroit Tigers. Good morning, everybody.
I'd like to see it. Yeah. Maybe they can show up. I'm going to be honest with you, Sean. Around about the sixth inning, I was sitting there just stewing in my own juices, thinking, oh, last night was great, but why is this such a boring baseball team?
Yeah.
Why? And then, boom, boom, they go ahead and
boom,
score six runs.
They hit you with a barrage of non-home runs. Yes.
Sorry, Detroit. Are you not ready for Yiner Diaz?
Yeah.
And his soft contact RBIs?
That's it, man.
I guess not.
That's it. That's it. Thing that I liked about last night, by the way, welcome in everybody, Payne and Pendergast. How are you doing this morning, my friend? How you feeling?
I feel great. Yeah. I feel incredible.
Yeah.
I feel ready to go.
Same.
I want nothing but the big man lineup for, I'd say, 37 minutes tonight.
Oh, for the Rockets? Yeah.
Listen. The strategy for the Rockets has just got to be this. Yeah, I know you can't play the Adams Shangoon lineup all the time, but there's a certain element of playing the Warriors where you just got to pray to the basketball gods that the threes don't drain. So just do that.
Yeah.
Just be pious as hell. It's an oxymoron. All day long, and just play your big men, eliminate the paint, and just pray. Pray that they don't hit their threes.
Well, whatever the game plan, this is an elimination game. Like, so this is truly Steven Adams, because I think some of the element of them, you know, playing the big man lineup for just spurts is Steven Adams probably can't go 35 minutes a night, you know?
Shoot him up!
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is an all-hands-on-deck situation.
That's right. I can imagine the doctor, because they have to write scripts for all this stuff. You know, it's not the old Wild West where doctors are just in there with a burglar mask and two syringes, one in each hand, shooting people up.
Yeah.
But the script would be, healed, yeah.
Healed.
Yeah. No, he old.
Oh, he old. They said healed, like Buddy Healed. I'm like, what about Buddy Healed? He old.
Well, you just pull a Tanya Harding on Buddy Healed.
A Gilluli. So we'll get to the Rockets, but the Astros last night, that was good. This was the second straight game where they fell behind in this game, 2-0, and this was a week ago. 2 weeks ago, really at any point in the season up until this series for the most part. And if they fell behind 2-0, they fell behind 2-0 to the Royals twice over the weekend, and those games ended, wait for it, 2-0. So this was good to see them kind of, you know, midway late in the game, A, bounce back and take a lead in this game, and B, pile on a few extra runs, which he actually needed last night because Josh Hader came in and did his 2024 act. Coming in a game where they're up four runs and he gives up a two-run homer. And
I know, and I just hate – I'm at the point this season, especially because the pitchers have been the salvation for the, Astros so far, that I'm like, yeah, I just kept reminding myself, that's all right, man, he's been cool.
He's been awesome.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just – I do feel – it's one of the weirder things in baseball. I do feel sympathy for closers who come in non-save situations because those guys are just wired to be raging bulls. And you come in this situation where you don't have to be a raging bull.
Yeah.
And you can, I think it feels, and I know it's not the case, but it feels like 95% of the time they turn into Ferdinand the Bull because they're just, they're not familiar with this situation.
Yeah.
But he figured it out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, Josh Hader's probably the only one sitting out there in the bullpen hoping that they don't score more insurance runs. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you get paid based on saves. Like, they measure you based on saves. You know, like, that's your value to the team. You come in with a 3-run lead, it's a save situation. You come in with a 4-run lead, and you're basically just playing out the string there. So I was a little surprised they used him with a 4-run lead, given they've got a day game today. You know, like, did they need to use Josh Hader last night up 6-2 in the ninth inning? You know what I mean? Like, I'm guessing Hader is not available today, probably.
Yeah, I think they're just – oh, yeah, I would imagine not. They're just pacing him out, I think, that you get to the spots in the schedule where you feel all right and you just want to keep him sharp.
All right,
so,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and you're also facing the tie. Like, I know it's a non-save situation, but it's almost like, all right, there's some teams where a four-run non-save situation is different than other teams with a four-run non-save situation.
Yeah, maybe so.
Have some respect for the opponent.
Maybe so.
Know?
I guess so.
Sorry, I like AJ Hinch, Sean. I didn't realize you thought he was a bum.
No, he was a bum.
I appreciate everything that he did for this organization.
They're a kind of a mirror image of the Astros. It's not a great offensive team, so it's neither here nor there. And maybe he is available today. I don't know. I haven't looked at what his workload's been the last few days. So maybe he is available today, too. Who knows?
The gusto, I think, was another big positive development is that he was really, really struggling in the first.
Yeah.
And the first, if you guys missed the beginning of the game, Kerry Carpenter's up at the plate. He gets hit in the foot. The ump misses it. Kerry Carpenter is furious. The A.J. Hinch says, listen, you getting on first base is fine and all, but as Sean Pendergast mentioned, we're not the best offensively right now.
Right.
So they don't challenge it, and it clearly would have been overturned. And then Kerry Carpenter hits a home run.
Yeah, no, I know it was pretty funny because Callis's call. I think we're going to see if we have it here. Callis's call was pretty funny on that because as the ball sailing into the right field bleachers, he's like, we don't have it, Ben. Okay, literally as the ball sailing to the right field bleachers, he's like, well, probably would have been better off getting hit by the pitch right there. Might have been better than this solo home run we're about to give up on the first batter of the game. It was good.
I've always been a little bit surprised that somebody who was born well after Kerry Carpenter, the singer, died, was named Kerry Carpenter.
Yes.
I don't, you know, like your last name's Carpenter. Surely you've heard of Kerry Carpenter.
I think it was Karen Carpenter.
Oh, I think it was close enough.
Maybe your friends called her Carrie. I don't know.
I would stay away from any of the Karen or Carrie derivations after Kerry Carpenter.
Same way we want the Texans to stay away from Jalen's and Jaden's for the next couple of drafts. That would be good.
Yeah.
So the Astros win last night. They go for the sweep today, and they're a hot baseball team right now, man. Things are starting to straighten themselves out here much earlier than last year. I see all these numbers from last year, and as kind of boring is the best word to put it, as boring as this team has felt for most of the year, they are 16-13 right now. We probably should have bumped in with the celebration song. They're three games above 500 for the first time this season. Thank you, Ben. Probably should have bumped in with that. Three games above 500, baby.
Three games above 500, one game back of the Mariners in the division. The
best
teams, the best teams in the AL right now are the Tigers at 18-12.
Yeah. Who? The team whose ass has gotten whooped the last two nights.
Yeah, and I'll remind you, for those of you who've forgotten, the Astros are 16-13. And the Yankees are 18-12 as well. So the very, very best, the cream of the crop in the AL, both of them only have two more wins than the Astros right now.
If the season ended today, the Astros would be sitting on a wild card round series with the Cleveland Guardians. both 16 and 13.
I'll tell you what, credit to the A's, scrappy underdogs that they are, playing in a single A park somewhere in Northern California.
15 and 15 right now. Look at that.
Yeah, they're 2.5 games back from the Mariners right now. The AL West is all gumbled up.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And the Angels, I guess, if that 7-3 start by the Angels was a little phony. I'm just looking at the standings right now. They're 12-16.
Yeah, we haven't even checked in on the Angels in a while.
Remember that? Remember back in the day in the first week of the season, like, oh, the Angels, Mike Trout. Oh, he's hit 5 home runs. They might have something. 12-16. They suck and always will suck. Sorry, Artie Moreno. So that was good last night, man. Good to see. Excitement level, nervousness level. How are we feeling about this Rockets game tonight, my friend?
Let's see what happens. That's where I am with them. I'm in a let's see what happens mode, and I'm trying like hell not to be dried up emotionally on the inside, and yet I'm fighting against it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting for them to do something that shows me, hey, all right, you know what? Those blowhards, Payne and Pendergast, they were just way too down in the dumps. What a couple of haters.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe those bums were acting like Jalen Green isn't one of the best basketball players who ever lived just because he routinely scores single digits in the playoffs. I want to be proven wrong tonight, Sean.
The Jalen Green contingent that you talked about yesterday, the very vocal Jalen Green, I have not seen them this series, at least recently. Like the hardcore Jalen Green supporters have kind of Homer Simpson their way into the hedges. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right now, it's hard. His performance, that goes to show you. Like, if you just put your hand over the rest of the series and just looked at game 2 where he scored 38 points and he was incredible, if someone had told you just looking at that game out of these 4 games, like, oh no, everybody's very angry with him over the rest of this series, you'd be like, God, he must have had to have been terrible for those other right. 3 games. And the answer would be yes, he's been god-awful those other 3 games.
Yeah, and you know, yesterday we spent a lot of time saying that because one of our listeners had said that he's like a James Harden Jr. or something in the playoffs. And we said, look, that's actually very, very disrespectful to James Harden because despite all James Harden's flaws in the playoffs, particularly in games 5 through 7, yeah. Jalen Green hasn't even come close to looking anything like James Harden in a single series here so far.
Yeah.
Including that 38-point game. Yeah, that was a great game, but the James Harden, when he was with the Rockets, never once in a playoff game scored in the single digits. And then James Harden would also, he would at least do us the honor of, in his awful, awful playoff games, the turnovers would be in the fourth quarter instead of right in the first quarter and the first 4 possessions.
First 3 possessions of the game,
So, and then James Harden goes out and has a classic bad James Harden playoffs game. last night, and it's still, it's, no, Jalen Green is still much worse than James Harden in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's to me, it's a clunky comparison because he only played four games. You know, Harden's been around for 13 years. That'll be interesting to see if Ime Udoka does anything different tonight. If he, you know, look, undeniably the best basketball has been played for this team when Steven Adams has been on the floor. The thing is, Steven Adams, the ceiling of the time that he's been on the floor is around 20 minutes. So do you go, like, if it's working, if it's not working, then you figure something else out in game. But that's what's worked best in this series so far, and it's really not even close, is having the two bigs out there together.
If you have to be careful and judicious with his minutes, but you can at least use the lineup more aggressively, perhaps,
yeah,
and just indulge. Because you're, I mean, if you did, honestly, and all, I was joking earlier about, you know, spending 40 minutes in that. But if you do it all the time, the Warriors are gonna take advantage of it, and they're gonna start just destroying you with threes.
No, you gotta chess move it. But like in the fourth quarter. Like, I always hope, well, we can talk about it. There's a lot to unpack with that game that we'll get into. We'll talk plenty about the Rockets today. Jalen Green is taking some around the country, too. The critics are out for Jalen Green, that we'll get to that as well. The critics for the Texans draft class, I think overall, people pretty happy with it. The critics, again, pretty happy with it. What are the biggest issues? A few days later here, what are the biggest issues that we're hearing that people have right now with the Texans draft class? And more news out of North Carolina yesterday, at least more activity with Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels social media director and girlfriend. We'll get to that all coming up next. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.